Radio.
And it's Who Cares Wins on channelradio.co.uk. We're in the studio again, and it's so exciting because I have my wonderful co-presenter next to me, Jan Mulligan. Hello, Jan.
Hello, Angela. Good afternoon, everybody.
And of course, yes, it's me, Angela Bryer Stevenson, and we have two super, super guests in the studio with us this afternoon. We have, as you may have seen if you followed us on the Twitter, you may have seen all of the lovely tweets about our complete coach, Kerry Hale.
Hello, hello, hello.
She's here, she's here. And of course, we have...
Hey. You spot a theme, folks.
We have our VIP guest, which is, of course, my marvellous, wonderful friends, Cass and Dean, in the land of Down Under. I'm looking after their gorgeous adult daughter.
Who's looking after whom?
Actually, I think it's the other way around. And she's been staying with me, and so Taylor joins us in the studio.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, come on, you've got to say it.
G'day. Oh, fine. G'day.
G'day. Yay.
G'day, everyone.
It's not Kylie. It's really Taylor.
G'day, mate.
And we haven't seen any alpacas, but, you know, maybe there's some roos.
Maybe there's some kangaroos flirting around somewhere.
Flirting. She's just delightful, isn't she? Just want to put your own handbag and take her home. And I do. So we have a bit of a theme on the show today. So we're going to be exploring Kerry's lovely business.
Indeed.
Which is just fab. Changes lives.
It does.
Whether it's individuals or groups.
Both.
And also, we have, as I've promised on the Twitter feed throughout the last 3 or 4 days, that there was a bit of exciting news that we were going to announce today. Both Jan and I are... And again, I'm going to keep this music playing because it's very appropriate, don't you think, Jan? Do you like that I chose it?
I do. I'm conflicted, I have to say.
Not a convict?
No, that's another life. We're not talking about that. I've told you to keep that one quiet.
Sorry, yes. No, don't tell anyone, listener. Just between you and us, okay? And we have some exciting news because this is the last time you'll hear my actual voice from the studio.
Dun, 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 dun.
I don't know if Jan's crying or laughing over there, but I'm actually taking half of this radio show. I'm taking half of the radio show down under with me when I head back with Taylor on our flight back to Sydney.
On Wednesday.
Ooh. That's just 2 days' time.
Two more sleeps.
And I am taking
counting the minutes,
my...
folks.
So I am taking my microphone or my recorder with me because I'm going to be just randomly picking people off the street, interviewing them, and then we're going to be playing those on the show.
So watch out, folks, in Australia.
Yeah. Watch out. But seriously, we have some listeners in Australia. So if you are tuning in to us, probably on the listen again, because they're probably asleep at the moment. Mm. If they want to get hold of me in the sense of I'd like to be interviewed to be on Who Cares Wins, then I am going to be travelling through Sydney. I'm then going to be travelling down on the road down towards Phillip Island and Melbourne. I'm going to be in Melbourne for about 3 days. I'm also then driving a bit further round towards Adelaide. Do you like my accent, Taylor?
Yeah. Stop sitting on the fence. Tell us what you think.
And then I fly across to Perth, so Western Australia, and then I'm in Perth for about a week. And then I'm also, for those in New Zealand, we have a couple of listeners in New Zealand on Facebook.
I know somebody in New Zealand you could interview.
So yes, get hold of me. And so I'm in New Zealand from the 3rd of March. I'm in the South Island for a week, and then I'm in the North Island for a couple of weeks, so or something
Philippa
like
Langrell.
That. So basically, yeah, South Island and North Island before I head back at the end of March. So if you want to get hold of Who Cares Wins, the best way to do it is through the Facebook and go to our Facebook page, Who Cares Wins Radio, or through the Twitter, and we can then get hold of you and email and get a contact and sort out arranging to meet and get you on the air.
Woohoo!
If not, it'll just be me. So be warned if you don't really want all my dulcet tones and
please,
my experiences.
Please, Australia, save us. You Kiwis, we need you. We really do.
And so Jan is going to hold the fort here. Bless her.
I am indeed. So
she's so looking forward to it, listener.
And normal service won't be resumed for 9 weeks. But we'll have the standby option. So regular guests, as usual.
And you might have some surprise people.
Some surprises along the way.
Yes, yes. And the acronym will still be running. We're doing acronym quiz, and we've got another one for you today. And it's going to just literally, we're taking it worldwide. See, worldwide domination.
And some guest
hosts.
Who
cares wins? And, of course, guest hosts. Well, yes.
Secrets.
Yes. But don't let all the secrets out, Kerry. No, not yet.
I told you I'm not very good at keeping secrets.
So that is our, I've been bursting and I've just been trying, making sure that I couldn't say it before today. And of course, with Taylor joining us in the studio today. And of course, Taylor is about to embark when she heads back to uni. And of course, you're doing, now tell me again, your study.
I'm studying at UTS, which is the University of Technology in Sydney. And I'm doing a double degree in journalism and international studies.
She got that sus because international studies, she's in the UK.
She's in the UK. Yeah.
Journalism,
she's
on
the radio.
On the radio. So
degree awarded.
Done. In fact, can we just give it to her now?
Yeah. Yay.
Well done. Congratulations, Taylor. Yay. Dun, 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 dun. And we also have some new, some of you may remember the Kent Women in Business magazine some of you may have been at the East Women in Business, which was
November.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people signed up for the Marvellous Glossy Mag, which I have in
which
my
is
hand
gorgeous.
Here, with Jacqueline Gold on the front. Look at that.
Who is also very gorgeous.
She is very gorgeous. I don't know why I'm not on the front cover, but hey, I'll have to speak to Hilary about that. Yes. I am inside, though, so yes. Mm-hmm. Not literally. Talking about convicts again.
Okay.
You
are
you
gorgeous,
need to get
Angela.
This magazine.
You are.
Oh, thank you, darling.
There
yes.
you go.
So you need to get this magazine. If you haven't got it, listener, Kent Women in Business, go and have a look. Also, we will promote it through our Facebook website and Facebook. I can't speak. I'm so excited. Because it is a fantastic magazine full of brilliant information, useful information, topics, hints and tips, coaching. So if you haven't seen it, then why not?
It's great value as well. It comes to your door.
It does.
You can subscribe.
You don't
it's
have to go and
the
buy
easiest
it.
Thing in the world to get. And the articles are great. They're really informative.
They're so informative. So informative.
It's not all full of...
No, it's not just
it's not
a,
full of, adverts.
A gossipy mag. No.
No, it's not. No. It's not. Some really good articles.
Absolutely brilliant. And so, Kerry.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for coming.
You're very welcome.
Studio, although I did pick you up, so you didn't have a choice,
did you? I came in style.
And... we are going to talk about your little career in coaching people and helping them transform their lives.
I do.
But actually, it's sometimes understated what you do. People think, oh, yeah, she's just little old Kerry there. But actually, there's some serious big steps that people take as a result of working with you.
They do.
Changing lives, as I said
they
earlier.
They do. I have clients who've moved to New Zealand, to Australia.
You said
to California? Yeah, all over the world.
Why wouldn't you want to move to Australia, though?
Why wouldn't you want to move
to
Australia?
Yes, especially when England's closed in January.
Everything is closed here in January. So to everyone in Australia who wants to come here in January, just be careful because a lot of things are closed for refurbishment.
Yes,
that's
unfortunate.
All I'm going to say. Yeah.
But Channel Radio is open and it's live and kicking with Who Cares Wins.
Yay!
Here this afternoon. So, Kerry, before I go into the coaching side of things, can I just get our listener to understand where you came from? So was it always a coaching arena that you've worked in, or were you doing something different before you decided this big aha moment perhaps to change direction? Because you're also a mum, aren't you?
I am a mum. I'm a mum of two wonderful boys.
Hello, little boys.
Hello, Frankie. Hello, Sally. my career started in the NHS, and I was a project and change manager there. So I changed systems. I implemented systems. I took new initiatives. I looked at the system that what was going on at the time and then coordinated a change plan and implemented it. So I do very much the same, but with people now. So I've always been curious about people and why we do the things we do and why people do different things. Mm. And so my degree was in psychology. And then I met my now mentor in 2002. And I went to an evening, just one of those free evenings that you go along to.
Yeah.
And he started talking about life and how you could do things differently, which was completely absurd to me. I never even thought about how
is there
you could do
way?
These things. You mean this?
Really?
I don't have to do this, you know. And I think one of the moment for me was, I remember this guy sat there and said that he played golf, and that was all he did.
And I was just furious. It just brought up so much anger in me. I was just, how dare you just play golf? I mean, what do you mean you just play golf?
This is not right.
This is not right. It's just not fair. I sit on a train with miserable people going to a place that nobody wants to be, and then I sit on a train with miserable people going home to a place they don't want to live in. And it was just, it was shocking. I couldn't, and then once you've had that conversation, you've had someone's
you start to
asked
look at
you
don't
a question that you then have to answer, and then all of a sudden the rest of your life goes into a complete tailspin because you just go, oh, there is a choice. I can do this differently. And so that was actually it was probably 12 years ago, so I've done that was my he's been my mentor since then, Mick McKenzie, the wonderful Mick McKenzie. And he I then started on my personal development life, the change, the, you know, experiencing things, learning about me, who I was, which was a huge development thing. Before I stepped in the arena of saying I could coach somebody else, I had to make sure that for me, I was, it was full of, from a place of integrity.
Absolutely.
So, and I've been coaching now since 2003.
Fantastic.
And
so you're 10 years old.
So I am 10
years
old.
No, over 10 years old.
Yes.
Yeah. I can add up to
worry about your obsession about anniversaries and birthdays.
Well, it's double digits.
It's on your last the month and the day any minute now.
Yes. Well, yeah, detail conscious.
Well, the first time I got paid as a coach was in 2003. Yay. Yes. There you go.
You mean you earn money? Do you earn money?
I do.
Really?
I do. Oh. You do.
Oh,
you have to pay for the experience of hanging out
to charge
with me.
My clients.
I know. Yeah, you do, Angela. Okay. Yeah. We need to talk about
have
that,
a chat
babe.
With you.
We need to talk about that. We do.
I obviously need you to be coaching me in that arena.
Yeah.
And so you coach people from any avenue, whether they are in work, looking for a change of work, they're a mum at home.
All of the above, yes. Yeah, I do. Most of my clients now are quite entrepreneurial. Mm-hmm. They want to do something different. Yeah. I'm very much of the ilk of we're here for a reason.
Mm. I think you're a ruthless coach. I saw that.
I am a ruthless coach.
You put that
coach.
Out the other day on your
I am.
Coaching group advertisement.
Well,
you
very
said,
ruthless.
I'm a ruthless coach. I was like, hey.
I'm ruthless about finding someone's magnificence because I think that everybody has something in them. They're here for a reason. They're here. They've got gifts, and sometimes those things just pass by. And I'm very much I like to get in the delves of people's minds to figure out that for them, to give them some clarity about that they're special. That everybody has something that they can give and share. Mm. And so find out who you are and just share it with everybody.
Yeah,
the tough love approach.
The
tough love approach.
The tough. Oh yeah, I'm quite in your face.
Are you really, Kerry?
I hadn't noticed.
Listen,
my group last
week.
Had you
not got that impression?
It was a taste. I do a taster sessions, and I had a couple of coaches come along, and one of them was she was laughing, and she said, I don't know why I'm so surprised. She said, I read that you were like this. You say it on your website. She said, but I just didn't know it was going to be like this.
I didn't believe it. For real.
I didn't believe it. It's like, yeah. That's me.
Say it how it is.
Yep.
But sometimes people need that. People
they
need
do.
To be given the, this is what I see. And then you presumably holding the mirror up for them to
yeah.
see.
Yeah. You can see it. Once you see it and you can take responsibility for it. And then you've got a choice. Because sometimes, you know, you can be as brutal as you like about somebody. It's not about, you know, giving somebody a hard time about who they are. It's about saying, look, this is what you do. This is what we see. You know, do you know that?
Yes.
Can you see that? How do you feel about that? So they can actually, so it resonates with them. And then once you can take them to that place, then the next time that happens outside of the coaching arena, they can then go, this is what she was talking about. Yeah. I get it now.
I right, start okay. to realize that yeah. this is the real me trying to get out.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I know that Kerry and I, we've known each other for a while, haven't we, Kerry?
We have.
And
we've worked together.
We have worked together.
Yes.
And it's very much about, I know my own experience, as you said earlier, that sometimes to be a coach and to coach somebody else, you need to have your own, first of all, your integrity and coming from a place of sometimes that empathy of experiencing life and some of the ups and downs of it. And it is also about being true to yourself and actually realizing, you know, well, who is this Angela or who is this Taylor? And once you know who you are, then you know, going through those transformations and those changes and then helping others transform and aspire. Yeah. And I suppose in a way you are inspiring people, though, because of the work you're doing.
Yeah, 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 very much so. I mean, it takes a lot of courage to do. I try not to think about it too much because you wouldn't do it, would you? I mean, because you go in and I just think, sometimes you kind of think, well, am I stupid asking this question or am I just being brave? Because you have to, but once you're in that space, you have to ask that question. You just get curious about somebody's life or of what they're doing or they're not doing, and you just ask the question and see what comes up. And if they're really defensive about it, or it's like, you know, and kind of growl back at you, you just say, well, fair enough.
Tigger-like.
You never know until you ask. You never know until you ask.
And it's generally, it's not necessarily what they say. It's just if their response is of an emotive response, they just need to look at that. That's all. It's like,
where's that coming from?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have a bit of music next. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a bit of a break. And then I'd like to explore the coaching groups that you've been running. I know that you're on your third group now.
This is the third one.
So some fantastic stuff that I've been hearing on the grapevine. And so I'd like to explore that a bit further. And I know that you're looking to expand those. Mm-hmm. But let's have a little break and a bit of a sing-along. Now, this is going to test my skills, Jan, because I'm now moving to the other side of the studio over there. And I need to press that button over there.
That means her arm moves to her left.
So I'm thinking out loud. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand over to my perhaps new presenter in the future from Australia.
So it's not me.
Because we could be expanding, you see.
Oh, and she's been sidelined already. She's not even left, and I'm already sidelined.
Taylor's in. You're out.
She's not listening to me, is she, listener? I said expanding, not changing.
We're covering you. Anyway. We're helping you out here, lady. Grab your gadget.
My lovely Taylor has chosen this song. Now, could you just tell our listener the song? And also, do I believe it's a dedication to somebody?
It is a bit of a dedication. This is to my boyfriend, Liam, in Sydney at the moment.
Hi, Liam. Hello, Liam.
And we both really love this band. It's a Australian band called The Birds of Tokyo. And this is their song, Lanterns, from their latest album, March Fires. So this came out last year. And we both really love them, and we love this song. So
here
hopefully
we go.
This works.
If I press the right button, it all should work. It Let's all just test.
Work, hopefully.
But the thing is, I can't sing along to this.
Thank God for that.
But Taylor can.
Darkness I leave for a place I've never seen. It's been calling out to me, that is where I should be. Thank you.
Channel Radio.
Sorry, Jana, I just had to do it. Sorry.
Oh, please, no more. Yes, you're back listening to Who Cares Wins Radio on channelradio.co.uk. And we have our marvellous VIP guest from Australia, hence the little tunage here, Taylor.
G'day, everyone.
Taylor Schrader. And, of course, the lovely Kerry Hales.
Hello.
The complete coach.
I'm here.
And Kerry, we were talking before we went to our music, which again, just to remind our listener, Taylor, the band was?
The Birds of Tokyo.
And it was called Lanterns.
And it was called Lanterns.
I like that. Very
it's
much.
Great.
Very, very nice. Mm. So I might just leave a minute working. No, I won't. And so we're talking about these coaching groups, Kerry, that you've done.
Yes, 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 yes.
Do tell me more about these coaching groups. Is it something that you've all, because you were coaching individuals and you've coached various people.
And I've done workshops before. So yeah. I've done like 1-day trainings and different people at different times. But these were born out of given an option for people who didn't want to jump into one-to-one coaching.
Right, maybe thought so, you're a bit too ruthless.
Yeah.
I should be all right if I've got friends.
I'll go with my mate.
Yeah. So people kind of go, well, yeah, I'll go if you go.
Which is
good.
Which is great. Yeah. You know, as long as I come along, I don't, you know. And so they were, and also it's about the power of a group. Mm, I really enjoy the ethos around, the group mentality. And as a coach, I can go in and on offer, and everyone can create value from it. Mm. And because when you're just as a one-to-one coach client,
yes.
It's very, you can't see other people, you can't, you know, and it's very intense.
It can be very intense, yeah.
Whereas in a group setting, you get to watch other people and you learn so much when other people are being coached. Yeah, because you're going to kind of think, oh, actually, yeah.
And that's the question I wanted to ask, but I'm glad she asked
it
first.
Oh, I'm so glad she's talking to her and not me.
Indeed.
So, and they're really empowering. And so it's, and also I set up a Facebook group. So you get sort of the support, an ongoing support.
Is that a private group, Kerry?
Private group.
So it's only for those in that.
It's only for, yep. If you're in my group, you're in my group.
But if I've been on, because this is your third group you're on, mm-hmm. if I've been in the first group,
yeah.
is that a separate group? I couldn't join in the current group.
No.
Am I confusing you?
Yes, so there's a message.
No, always.
Thanks, Jan. I have a page of empowered women
right.
that you can join.
Thanks.
So if you've been on my groups, you can join that.
All right,
but
all
you
right.
haven't, so you can't.
Oh.
but there's a message line. So, and that's obviously a private message group for those women. So
yes.
as a start, so
it's
we've
like
got,
they can interact with each other.
They can interact with each other. Yeah. So, you know, and I can, you know, so everyone's on Facebook all the time. Mm. They can post things that are inspiring somebody, or in the group, you can hear about what somebody else is doing. You go, actually, I saw this. I thought that you might be interested.
Oh, great.
Or they might say, I'm going for that meeting. The one that we talked about,
yes.
you know, like yeah. today there was somebody saying, I had that meeting, or another one was looking for more clients. And, you know, it's just about sort of me, you know, just giving them a few more coaching tips, you know, sort of to clarify what they're doing, or, you know, I'd like some more clients means, well, how many clients would you want? What type of clients and for how long?
Yes.
Yeah, just,
so you're really getting them to be a bit more specific, aren't you now?
Very much so. Yeah. Because that's, you know, that's what you need to do when you really want to have an intentional life. You need to really get down and be specific about what you actually want.
Get down and dirty.
Dirty with it, ladies.
Dirty. Okay, so I'm getting down and dirty.
Yes, as always, babes.
And once I've had my shower and I've cleaned up.
Yeah.
I come along to your coaching group. Is it a particular structure and a theme that I come along and we start with this and then we start with that and then next week we'll do this
no,
and the week after? How
no,
does it work?
So you come along, they're 5 sessions. They're every 2 weeks.
Oh.
So, and they're for 2 hours. So it's basically you get...
Morning, evening, night.
Evenings from 7:30 till 9:30 evening. So
we can
after
put
everybody goes
to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give them a good bath.
Put the husband
all
in front
out.
Of the telly.
Hey, Dad, yeah. Hey, off you go, I'm going out now. And they come along and they, you know, and it's time to focus on what you want out of life. And the structure really is led by each of my clients. So the first thing, and they know that I'll always ask them, is what do you want to create out of this evening?
Oh.
What do you want to create? If anything were possible.
Sounds like a bake-off.
It is, but it's your life, Jan. It's not cake.
Well, I don't know. I'd quite like it.
Well, what ingredients would you like to put in to your cake?
And what would you like your cake to look like? Feel like.
Yes.
Sorry, Jan. No.
She's definitely crying in the corner now, listener. That's it. We've cracked it.
Hey.
Jan's off on one.
Well, it's better than me normally being off.
Well, that's true.
That's what she says to me. And I come along, it's very much in the dynamics of the group and how they really want to probably...
Yeah, so say somebody comes
to each other as well, do they?
They do. They do. Well, I support that. But so sometimes people need feedback. And if you're talking about something, I will ask the group, okay, what do you see? What do you notice? Yeah. And then people will try and interpret that. And I'll say, no, I want you to tell them, what do you see? And they'll say sadness or happiness or you can see, or what
madness.
Are you feeling? Excitement.
Yeah, in my case.
So the person can actually sort of, as an example, like one of my clients the other day was talking about their business and what they were doing going currently. And then they talked about what they used to do. And I go, okay, what are you noticing? And everyone was just like, oh. So when you get that feeling, that's the feeling when, you know, when somebody's talking about something and they're just so passionate that even if they could be talking about worms, you just want to hear more.
Yes.
You're just in. It's like, tell me more. Because you're just in that space.
Yes.
And so when you can feel that space with a client, it's just like, you know, that's the space. That's the thing that we're chasing. Doesn't matter what you're talking about.
And often the client, I presume you must have come across clients the same as myself, where the client doesn't necessarily always know that shift. And and you give them that feedback. Are you aware that when you start talking about worms, your body language changes, your eyes light up, you are excitable, you're bouncy in the chair. Mm-hmm. And sometimes clients don't necessarily, I?
Yeah.
I thought I sounded the same.
Yeah. Yeah,
and they need that feedback to realise that there's the ignition, there's the fuel, the fire, isn't it, within them that's like, yeah, I want to get out. Let's talk about Tiggers and Land Rovers and Cancun. No, Jan. Computer says no over there.
Computer says no. The computer is actually Jan. So
it's me in order.
We're kind of chasing vitality.
I like that. Chasing vitality.
Yeah, we are really. And
there it went.
It's
faster.
It can be as elusive as that. You know, it's just like when you're pointing out and then you can get to laugh with people about it because, you know, we take our lives so seriously and you are so self-important about it all. And especially, you know, when you start to sort of look at your life, you then think, well, if I'm looking at my life, I really need to be serious about this. You go, actually, no, you really need to lighten up.
Yes.
You know, and some people get a very serious character about them. Mm. And you can see that it's so juxtaposed to the actual character of that person underneath that they really just want to have fun. Yes. They just want to be silly.
Yeah.
But they've taken all of a sudden, they're kind of taking on somebody else's traits and think, well, that's how life should be.
Yes.
And you go, well, how about if it wasn't like that? And they just pop, you know, and you're just like,
really?
Are you the same or different? You know, and they're like, different, you know, and it's great. So it's really exciting. And
so just 2 hours, that's a lot to cram
intense.
In.
It
I bet it whizzes by, like this show, it whizzes
like
by.
This. You think it's just, you know, and if you think you've got, you know, 8 women in that class and they all obviously, you know, I'm going to ask everybody what they want and sort of to tease out some different things. So everyone creates value. It's not...
Oh, great. So it is a minimum number or a maximum, sorry, maximum
maximum
number.
8, because I like intense. You know, I don't...
I hadn't noticed that. Okay.
Yeah.
I hadn't said that.
I know, surprising. But I, you know, I like to be tested.
Yeah.
But
let's give her a quiz.
No, don't do that. I'm not good at those. I have to ring a friend. I'll have to ring Frank.
Help! And for some music now from your request, Kerry.
Yes.
It's One Day Like This from Elbow.
Elbow.
Pointy elbows.
Left or right?
Oh.
Detail.
Silence.
Is golden.
What does she mean? What does she mean?
And duct tape is silver.
Left or right elbow.
Oh.
See, keep up, Kerry. Come on.
Stray over.
Why did you choose? You, this is a very
strong topic, isn't it? Yeah, it's. I love anthems. I'm very much using music to shift you, you know, how you feel. And this is the song that I run to. And this is my always on when I run home. So it's like as I get home, this is the song that comes on because I'm just like, I've done my run now, like one day like this. It's like, what do you want to do now?
Have a cup of tea.
No. Just create
have a cup
something.
Of tea,
it's
Lol.
Just the best song.
Have a cup of tea. Lol. So you're going to sing along, aren't you?
Oh, I totally am.
Sing along. That's okay. Just don't do any running yet because we've locked you in.
Okay.
about making changes to be healthier, like getting off 5 a day. It's not hard. Often we're halfway there and don't realise it, like a banana in our cereal, glass of fruit juice at breakfast, or veg in our soup. Even tinned, dried and frozen count. It's easy to be food smart. For tasty 5-a-day ideas and recipes for cheap, healthier meals, search Change for Life online.
Channel Radio. And it's Who Cares Wins Radio with me, Angela Briar Stevenson, and Jan Mulligan, and Kerry Hales,
hello,
our guest in the hot seat, and of course our very special guest, Taylor Schrader.
Hello.
From Down Under. Down Under, did I hear anyone say Down Under? Anyway, moving swiftly on, Jan's about
what
to throttle me.
The flight, and how can I check that it's taken off?
Sorry, shall I just bring Men at Work? Yes, Men at Work. I think it's going to have to be my theme tune, Jan. Making a request now.
Okay.
And yes, listener, you're tuned in to Who Cares Wins Radio with Kerry Hales, the complete coach, telling us about her marvellous, marvellous coaching groups.
Mm-hmm.
So that was her song. I could just imagine you, Kerry, running along. I just imagine running slow motion with the crowd cheering you. Whoa. She's about to get to the finish line. It's happening. Yes.
Oh, yes.
And then you have a cup of tea.
Yes. And then you get home red-faced, sweaty, and go, oh, thank God that's over.
And how far are we running at the moment?
We are running. We are biking, and we are swimming.
Because?
We are doing our first triathlon.
Wow. Well done. A triathlon. Yes. Way to go, girl.
I like setting mother a goal.
When is this event?
It is on the 5th of May.
Bank holiday.
Bank holiday Monday. Uh-huh. And it's the Tunbridge Triathlon.
Uh-huh.
And it is for the Kent Ambulance.
The Kent Air Ambulance. Brilliant charity.
Yes, oh. Fabulous.
So we have, come on then, where's the, have you got the Just Giving? Can we,
we do
get
have
our
Just
listeners
Giving, yes,
to support you?
It's Just Giving and our team is TriWits.
How are we spelling that?
TriWhits.
Because Kerry is based in Whitstable.
Whitstable. And we have, in my theme of groups,
You like groups, don't you?
I just don't like doing things on my own. So I just set up groups.
You rope everyone else in.
It's like,
you?
I've got this really good idea and everyone's going to do it. So, yes, I now have, there's four of us.
Brilliant.
And I've set up a Facebook group. So if you
I'm planning
want to
on joining
join,
a listener. Yes, I'm
yes,
planning.
Angela's going to do it.
Yes.
And
see
yes.
me in a wetsuit, you'll definitely want to pay some money to
oi, oi.
No, seriously, to keep it on.
Yes, she's cool.
And
she's
so you're
kidding.
Running, you're trying. So
yes.
how far are all the distance?
You have to
is
do.
It a, what do you
it's
call
a
it?
Sprint.
Olympic.
No, it's triathlon. Not Olympic. That's the next stage up.
Okay.
I
just okay. All right. I'm just checking.
Well, see, like I obviously picked exceedingly fit friends, and I am aiming to be fit by the time I do this. So I am. So you have to do 16 lengths of 25-meter pool.
Right.
You then bike 25k.
Yep.
And then you run 5k.
Yay.
So.
And then
yeah.
you have a cup of tea.
And then you have more than a cup of tea.
Oh, dear, oh, Lord.
Fantastic. Well, we expect photos, Kerry. We
yes.
expect to
yeah,
have
not,
those posted
yeah.
on our Facebook page.
We will, yes. Okay. I shall.
And
I
listener,
shall.
If you didn't get that, if you didn't have your pencil, then we'll read it again towards the end of the show, but we'll put it on our Facebook page so you can
say
sponsor.
The date again.
It's the 5th of May, the Bank Holiday Monday.
Bank Holiday Monday, 5th of May. That's my first wedding. Anyway, moving swiftly on.
Yes.
And
yes.
I wanted to explore a bit more about the groups. You
yes.
were mentioning that you tend to you have this 8 women maximum.
Mm-hmm.
It's only women.
Mm-hmm.
Although you are
I do coach
yes.
men, but the group are...
The groups are just women.
Yeah, they're called Empowering Women to Succeed.
Marvellous.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned that you start with a particular question.
Yes, I do.
And that goes around the group.
Yeah.
Is there a particular structure to the session that you would then, are they having certain, you know, using experiential tools, trainings? How
well,
do you actually run it?
They
what do they expect?
Okay. So in terms of, so the question of what you would like to create, that would start off the ball rolling. And then within the discussion that then comes after that is about whether it be I want
I want a better job, or I want a different job, or I want a relationship, or I want out of a relationship, yes. or I want to start my own business, or I let me go through some of my clients at the moment. So we've got one who she said she wanted financial independence,
yeah.
was what the statement was.
That's actually, I've come across quite a few clients, mainly yeah. women, who yeah. want that.
And then it's like, well, what does that mean to
for
you?
Yeah.
To you, not to anybody else, because it's very, very singular.
It's very personal.
Very personal. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of discuss, you know, what does that mean to you? And then you talk about, well, relationships and you know, and that were things that are surrounding that. So once you yeah. kind of ask one question leads to another question, leads to another question. Leads to another question, so it's very organic from the surface,
yes,
but underneath it is me about, well, like I was saying, you know, we would chase vitality. Mm. It is about sort of, so I'm very skilled at finding what that is and saying okay, so, and then clarifying things, so people might be very generic about what they want, so mm. we might specify those things, and then people might want to tell you their story and they might just want to whine about it, so we might have to clarify that they're whining.
Yes.
So once you cut out, you know, somebody's cutting out, okay, they're whining and they're cutting out their, all their nots and don'ts and shoulds.
Mm.
And so you get some to actually sort of start clarifying what it is that they want. And then we're kind of looking at the vitality along the way.
Yeah.
It's a very much sort of a story that you're really making clear to them mm. about what it is exactly that they want.
Mm.
And then it's okay, so what do we need to do? What are the things that you need to do? And mm. some people kind of are looking at, for a reason, or somebody else to tell them that they can do something.
Yes, it's sort of permission. I just needed somebody else to say, or show a curiosity or an interest for yeah. them to go, oh, maybe I'm not so mad in thinking yeah. this idea or yeah. wanting to make this shift.
Yeah, so it, you know, and sometimes it's just a case of just turning up. I mm. mean, for some, especially clients who've been to my classes before, know that over that 2 weeks that they know, gosh, she's going to ask that question, she's going to ask yes. that question, oh, she's going to ask, she's going to ask, she's going to ask. And you kind of think, well, okay, I'll get prepared. And then you get there and you go, and you go, right, okay, what do you want to create? They go, oh, I knew he was going to ask that. Yeah. And so, and it's accountability.
Yes.
The accountability of knowing that someone's interested
yes.
in what you want.
Mm. And listening, properly listening to somebody.
Yeah, encouraging. You
yeah.
saying, yeah, okay, so what does that mean?
Mm.
How does that feel? Mm. Okay, so
and then a good check-in. So you said that it's over so many weeks, how many again?
It is it's over 10 weeks,
over 10, but you meet
every two. So it's five weeks. Sessions,
yeah.
So the group, the course is five sessions over 10 weeks.
And may I ask the price?
The price is very, very reasonable.
I knew it would
me.
Be
it is £99.
That is very, very,
it's very reasonable.
Reasonable.
Yeah, I wanted it to be because my one-to-one coaching is quite expensive.
Yeah.
You know, I've done a lot of training, which we'll talk about.
Yes, I want to come back to that. Yeah.
And but the groups, I wanted people to come and experience coaching. I didn't want the price to be an issue. I mean,
yes.
£99 is not, you know, it's not a number to be sniffed at, but it's doable.
People's hairdos cost more.
Mm. They certainly do.
Yeah, they do.
They certainly do. Yeah, they do.
So I need my hair doing. I need what colour shall I have next? Shall
I'm
I have
not saying a word?
What colour shall I have? Australian colours, perhaps.
Yes.
Mm. Maybe. Well, Australia
green
Day is coming up.
Australia Day, 26th
of January.
I'm going to be there.
Yay!
Australia, diamond kangaroo down sport.
Anyway,
Kerry, qualifications.
You
said
yes.
you're very skilled at coaching, and
I
you
am.
Have done some various courses, and you've trained. It's not something you just woke up and you're doing.
No, certainly not. I'm not. I think that's the thing, especially now that coaching is becoming much more popular.
Mm.
But I have taken. I've done 4 30-day intense trainings, and numerous weekend courses. I have trained with Tony Robbins. I've done different courses.
So you've
courses,
done a fire walk.
I have done a fire walk. I've run over those coals.
Well done, you.
Yes. And I've also got my, you know, I'm a professionally certified coach, which is accredited to the International Coaching Federation, because I wanted sort of a standard of coaching. So
the
that
ICF,
alongside.
Another acronym, ICF.
ICF, yes.
International Coaching Federation.
Yes. So
you
yeah,
might need
for me,
that,
because
just be aware.
So yeah, so I've done a you know, and that is an ongoing training. I, you know, as a coach, you've got to keep curious about what you do, who you're hanging out with. Something, you know, when I read a lot, I listen to a lot of podcasts all the time. I just surround myself with personal development. Mm.
Well, of course, as a coach and as a professional, as Jan and I know in our institutes, our various guises that we do, and yourself with your ICF, mm-hmm. is it's about that continual professional development mm-hmm. as well. And so keeping yourself up to date, yeah. aware of new tools, techniques, mm-hmm. The latest craze sometimes that yeah. out there. And it's not just saying, oh, yes, I trained in 1932 and yeah. I'm still set in my ways yeah. and just doing those things, which may have worked and may still yeah, work.
Absolutely.
Also, there are other new fresh approaches and fresh things that we can try out. Yeah. And you may have noticed on Twitter, we've posted out there, and I think this is something you need to think about, Kerry.
Oh. Oh.
That perhaps we need to get you to think about the ingredients for the cake of your life. Well, in the coaching world, people know, some people may have heard, we had the lady's name escapes me, which is terrible, who was on, who talked about the wheel of life.
Mm-hmm.
When you abandoned me, Jan.
I did.
Do you remember
I escaped to the country.
You abandoned me. Although you did tweet and make sure you kept me under control from afar. And she talked about the wheel of life.
Right.
I think you could have a cake of life.
I could.
Exercise.
I could.
Where we go through the areas of your life and, you know, and then you can eat the cake afterwards.
Oh, well,
that although that I know that you work on health and wealth and
yes.
also nutrition and weight management.
Yes,
so
I
perhaps
do. All of the above.
I'll eat all my cake and then I'll have to go and see Kerry about my weight management.
Yeah,
afterwards.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Not for you, though. You're a fit, oh, fit bunny.
You are. You can come again.
Oh, thanks.
Yes, I'll let you, perhaps. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
When you're not here.
She's going to sneak in now, isn't she?
Conspiracy.
Yes. Okay, Jan, I have words with you. And the qualifications, it overall, I mean, it's 3 years, isn't it? You said earlier something about 3 years that you did study.
Oh, I've done it for the qualifications, the personal development training that I've done, that's been literally since I met my mentor that fateful night when I was talking earlier about Mr. Golf. And I met him in 2002, I think yeah. it was. And yeah, so I've done numerous
so really
courses with him. So it's been continual. And it was very intense for the first 5 years. I'd do a 30-day. So you think that's a whole month and intense looking at you, your character, what makes you, what's your makeup, why you do the things you do, continual feedback. Mm. It's a character onslaught. And then at the end of it, you kind of go, oh, who am I? What am I doing? So I know how that, so then you have to piece somebody back together. Mm. And then
and that's the important part that we, with this show, Jan and I are very, very key that the listeners understand what's out there and the information mm-hmm. and we share hints and tips, and also to ensure that if they are going to search for a coach or a therapist mm-hmm. of any degree, that they are looking for credible people, because
yeah.
there are others that are maybe not so
no.
And we want to make sure that people are given guidance of what to look for mm-hmm. or what to be aware of.
Yeah.
So yes, there's the International Coaching Federation.
There is.
What else would you suggest that they consider when they perhaps want to engage with, especially one-to-one with a coach?
Well, I would definitely look at people's testimonials on their sites, or look at me now on Facebook to see what people are writing about you. So do a good search. And
or
then,
any reputable search engine.
Any reputable search engine, yes, of course. Yes, yes. And I would, most coaches will offer you a free taster. And if they don't, then really...
Look somewhere else.
Yeah, look somewhere else. Yeah. Because...
you've got to get on with them, haven't you?
You do. I mean, fundamentally, if... You know, I was saying to my clients the other day, you know, have a look around. You're all kind of feisty women. You know, it's quite scary for me sometimes when I'm going along to a group of new women who I don't really know what they're going to be like. And you kind of think, you're crazy. What are you doing? I said to my partner, why do I do this? Why did this? You'll be fine when you get in there. You'll be fine when you get in. And you walk in and they're of a type of person that are attracted to
you. Yes.
You know, and sort of like I was saying, one of the women was saying, did you not read her website? And she turned around and she said, well, my friend just told me I had to come. And I was like,
I love that. Blame it on the friend.
Yeah, it's her fault. I said, well, you need to have words.
Then, of course, remember, if you do that, listener, that Kerry will hold you accountable.
Yes, totally.
If you start saying that. We are fast running out of time, Kerry. I know we could, as we always do, run out of time, but we could also carry on talking about this forever, because we have very similar backgrounds mm-hmm. and also very similar business. And yet we're very different. Mm-hmm. And what I wanted to do is make sure that people out there who are listening, either now or listen back, that they get hold of you if they need. Because yes. I know you're based in Whitstable and your groups at the moment are in Whitstable.
They are.
And people can get hold of you through your website, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Would that be the best way?
Yeah, I do. Yes, it's definitely the best way. Well, it's very easy to get hold of me. It's Kerry Hales, and my email is kerry@kerryhales. My Twitter is kerry_Hales. You can find me on Kerry Hales on Facebook, but my business page is Kerry Hales, the Complete Coach.
Okay. And just Facebook. For our listeners' perspective, or if anyone's writing things down thinking, oh, I'm not quite sure how to spell Kerry, it's KerryHales. Excellent. Just testing, you know how to spell your name, Kerry.
I'm clever.
Yes, you are clever. Yes, well done. And you'll get all the information, so do have a look at her website. It's got some fantastic information on there and help. And of course, if you wish to sign up for your or for the groups to come along,
by all means,
you're going to be launching some more.
I am. So they are currently in Whitstable, but if you would like me
to
come,
that's in Kent, in England, by the way. Kent, any listeners from further afield?
I am going to start doing some online.
Yay!
Yes. So that's sort of. I've hit the July goal for those, and but I am happy to go sort of further in and around Kent. So I'm looking at doing some in Maidstone.
Oh, brilliant.
And yes, so sort of further on, but it's just finding venues and people. So if you're curious and you want me to come and you've got a group of women, or if you want me to do some speaking, I do speaking events as well.
Brilliant.
So just let me know. Just find me, talk
Excellent
to me,
stuff.
Call me, tweet me, email me, anything.
Stalk her.
Stalk me.
Never know, you may even find her just lurking outside the studio, Jan. Just like waiting to come in.
Dodgy birds.
What's she saying, Jan?
I don't know.
What does she mean?
She wants to live home, does she?
Well, yeah, we're just living here with the alpacas. Yeah. Before we start to close the doors and pull the blinds and have a little cup of tea, love, is to talk about next week's guest as well, Jan.
Absolutely.
We've got a great guest next week.
We do indeed. We have Kim Boggins of KB Occupational Health and Safety Services. And Kim's going to be explaining to us the new government-funded occupational health scheme, which is being set up during 2014.
Yeah.
It's called Health and Work Assessment and Advisory Service. And it's about GP surgeries.
Is there an acronym in there?
There probably is. We'll work on that one.
Shall we?
GP surgeries, other NHS practices, getting involved and supporting the workplace.
Brilliant.
Either getting you back into work or keeping you in work.
Brilliant, brilliant.
So she's going to be telling us all about that and a bit about her own services.
And there's going to be this rhyming reporter from
there is.
Down Under.
There is. Aussie Ange.
Aussie.
Oi, oi, oi. Oh, don't
Thank
encourage
you.
Her, please.
You don't need
you kind
to.
Of fall into it, don't you, before you know it. I was like, oh, I'm in.
Who are you? Who are you?
That's the problem is you can't not encourage her.
You're incorrigible.
Now, Taylor, do you want to lift home? Although I think the airline will probably do that rather than me taking her back. I think I'd have her mum and dad to answer to if I didn't take her back. And I will be here from all corners of Australia and New Zealand, really.
Yeah,
and I'll be posting interviews. I'll be maybe coming in through Skype. So who knows? But I won't leave Jan alone. I miss her too much. So sorry, Jan. Not going to get
looking forward to my freedom.
I heard that.
And still here, Jo.
Can't see her. She's gone.
Lala, not listening. Yeah. Before we disappear, we've got a few minutes. Got 4 minutes, Jan, so don't talk too long now because I'll turn you off.
Very quickly.
That we've got the acronym quiz.
We
Let's
have
get that in as well.
Part two of our acronym quiz, Pens and Papals.
Are you ready?
Papals.
Papals?
It's MBSR. That's Mike Bravo Sierra Romeo.
I thought she was giving it away.
That's not the answer. Thought I'd get you there.
Oh,
so
dear.
M for mother, B for Bertie, S for sugar, R for racing and running. That's your acronym for this week. We'll post it on Facebook.
Oh dear. Oh, who let them in? Oh, is anyone going down under by any chance? Anyway, before we disappear, Kerry, I asked you earlier if you had a motto, and you've found a lovely poem.
I do, I know.
And we have about 2 minutes.
Okay, I will speak quickly.
Go for it.
It is by Marianne Williamson. It is one of my favourite things. I have it on my wall. It's just wonderful. And it's called Our Deepest Fear. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. we ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You're a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We're all meant to shine, as children do. They were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not in some of us, it's in everyone. As we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And that's Marianne Williamson, Our Deepest Fear. And I just love it. I just think some people are frightened of being the big person that they truly are. Just to make others feel okay about themselves.
Oh, thank you for that, Kerry. And again, if I could thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming here this
it's
afternoon.
It's been a pleasure.
And joining us at this madness it goes in the so studio fast, here. It does go so fast. A big thanks. And I'll give you a big hug for coming into the studio and for telling us a little bit of the fantastic snippet. Work that you do. And good luck with those groups. Sounds fantastic. And I'll be there training in Australia.
Yes.
For your triathlon. Taylor, thank you so much for joining us.
Yay, Taylor. No problem. Thank you for having me.
And we're going to dedicate this song as we play out to someone very special.
On the Umpstein Free.
My dear mother, Cassandra, this is for you.
Bless you. And I'll see you soon.
Have a great time,
Have
Angela.
A great week, everyone. Oh, thanks, Jan.
Have a fab time.
See you
and next week, everyone.
I'll talk to you somehow, listeners, but have a great week and we will speak to you again soon.
Bye.
Bye. Man from down under. Man from down under. I've pressed the button. I'm so excited. I've pressed the button. Is it playing? It should be
Can't
playing.
Can't hear anything.
Can't hear.
Can we hear? Can anyone hear me? Oh, that's... You know why? Because I turned you off.
See? So bomb pear-shaped. She's already on holiday. Bye, everyone.